all of the great teachers throughout the history of our species have merely taught one thing over and over in whatever language or whatever time. All have said very simply, give up weak attractors for strong attractors. Period. Give up weak attractors for strong attractors. And he says, individuals of great power throughout human history have been those who have totally aligned themselves with powerful attractors. Again and again, they have stated that the power they manifested was not of themselves. Each has attributed the source of the power to something greater than himself. All of the greatest teachers, that there is a power. And the division between power and force, if you look at the cover of the book, power is in white, a higher energy, and force is in dark, a lower energy. And what I'd like to do here is first kind of give you an idea of what the lowest attractors are. That if I were to do a demonstration, and I've done it many times, in fact, I did it on a set of tapes produced by Hay House called There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. And if you want to listen to those, you'll hear in one of the tapes and also on the PBS specials, on the videos, I do an actual demonstration of it on the video, bringing a woman out of the audience and having her think and change her thoughts from thoughts that weaken to thoughts that strengthen. And you can see the amazement on her face as she would go from being strong to being weak to being weak to being strong based upon whatever image I would ask her to have in her mind. More intriguing than that, though, is the idea that even photographs have energy, and even books, as I've talked about here in this program. And they've actually done studies where they'll take a photograph of someone who represents high spiritual principles, a Mother Teresa, a Jesus Christ, a Ramana Maharshi, a whomever. And they'll also take a photograph of that which represents very low and weakening energies, a Charles Manson, an Osama bin Laden, an Adolf Hitler, people who have represented evil to the eyes of many people. And they will have, and not, people will not know what photograph that they are holding next to them, next to their chest, next to their heart. And the photograph of the person who represents higher spiritual values above 200 will allow them to stay strong, whereas the photograph of that which represents lower and slower energies will weaken them. And they have done it with all kinds of things. One of the more intriguing things I saw him do was with an apple. And they took an apple that was sprayed with pesticide and one that wasn't. And the person who was having the experiment done on them didn't know one from the other because they both looked identical. And the apple that was organic and pure allowed them to stay strong, whereas the apple that had pesticides on them made them go weak. And we've done it, I've done it many times in blind studies with people in my audiences where I'll put aspartame or saccharin, which always weakens you. 1,000 out of 1,000 cases, it will weaken you. And put it purely into an envelope, just take packets of it and pour it into an envelope. And then take packets of pure vitamin C, just pure organic vitamin C, and ask the person to take an envelope and pick one or the other. And when they take the one that has saccharin in it, it always makes them go weak, and they didn't even know which one was which. And when they take the one with vitamin C, it always makes them go strong. It almost defies our credibility, our sense of, is there really energy in everything? And kinesthesiology is one of the ways that we are learning to test that which will weaken us and that which will strengthen us. And what's most relevant here in this particular program about it never being crowded along the extra mile is that what I'm trying to encourage you to do, what I try to work on in my own life every day, is that when I am having a thought or a picture or an image that is based upon something that will weaken me, and I know what those are, that if I just stay there and change the thought to a thought that is a counter-thought that will counterbalance that, that I not only make myself feel better, but I am no longer having an energy that is going to weaken me. And remember, the heart is a muscle. and the body is surrounded, all of the organs of the body are surrounded by all of these muscles, all of which go weak when you use certain thoughts or have certain pictures or put certain substances into your body. Alcohol, drugs, tobacco, things like this, will make people go dramatically weak, almost instantaneously. And he gives all kinds of examples of how and why that works. So this map of consciousness basically goes like this.